From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, Secretary of State Colin Powell is scheduled to appear before the United Nations Security Council to present evidence against Iraq. The United States and Britain hope that the presentation will persuade reluctant governments that Iraq is defying UN orders to disarm. Some council members, including three with veto power, are not convinced that military action is warranted. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Skeptics have been calling on Washington for months to present the evidence that it claims to have of Iraq's failure to comply with UN demands. The White House says that the CIA, National Security Council, State Department, and Defense Department have been reviewing raw intelligence for more than a week in preparation to do just that. Deciding how much to reveal is difficult, as spokesman Richard Boucher noted at the State Department.
You can be assured that as we look through what we're making public, we are looking very carefully at the sources of the information to make sure that we don't lose these sources, whether they're technical or human, and that lives are protected.
In a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that was published today, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the evidence does not constitute a smoking gun, but he said it will be a sober and compelling demonstration that Iraq is hiding weapons of mass destruction. Administration officials say the information probably will be most compelling in the areas of chemical and biological weapons activity. One official says it will include a recent photograph that clearly shows Iraqis trying to conceal something as UN weapons inspectors move in on the site. Iraq has failed to account for vast stores of chemical and biological material accumulated in the past. UN diplomats say the quality of the information will go a long way toward determining what happens in the weeks ahead. China, France, and Russia, which have veto power in the Security Council, so far oppose military action. They say UN weapons inspectors are making progress and should continue their work. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the information will be presented in public because President Bush also wants the American people to hear it.
The president wants this information shared publicly so that individual Americans can exercise their own right to tune in and make their evaluations as citizens of our democracy about what it is that the government knows in the event that the president decides to use force. He thinks it is vital that the American people have as great an understanding of the reasons why as possible.
While Security Council members assess the information presented by Powell, the chief UN weapons inspectors, Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei, are planning to return to Baghdad this weekend. Blix's spokesman, Ewan Buchanan, says the inspectors have made it clear that this trip to Baghdad depends on Iraq providing more active cooperation on issues such as aerial reconnaissance and satisfactory access to Iraqi scientists. The inspectors are scheduled to report back to the Security Council on February 14th. If the inspectors don't get the cooperation they demand, the report will bolster the case for war. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.